USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of storms is complicating Thanksgiving travel for Americans across the country. A heavy snowstorm stranded more than 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport on Tuesday. That said, the storm could cause a headache once again at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport as it dumped several feet across the Midwest on Wednesday. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz reminds everyone,
"It's going to be crowded. There are going to be many people who are flying that don't normally fly. So a little patience and a little empathy always goes a long way."
Grocery stores claim they see twice as many shoppers on this Turkey Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, than they would on a normal Wednesday, and the Harvey Weinstein trial is set to begin as early as January, as a New York judge denied a request to dismiss the charges against Weinstein. The former movie producer faces multiple charges, including rape. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
President Trump is continuing his Keep America Great Again rallies. With the details on this one, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Always associated with New York in the past, President Trump recently changed his residency to Florida. Last night, he held his first Keep America Great campaign rally in the Sunshine State since doing so.
Less than 1 year from now, I will join voters across the Sunshine State, my home, as we head to the polls, and together we will win back the House, we will hold the Senate, and we will keep that beautiful, beautiful White House.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is a front runner once again in the latest CNN poll on the Democratic presidential candidates with 28% support. It comes at the expense of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who fell to third place and 14%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Washington Post opinion page has recently said that Barack Obama was a conservative based on the way Democrats are leaning to the far left these days. Now, Democrats are admitting they're abandoning the broad coalition that led to the historic win in 2018 with them taking over the House. Former Bernie Sanders 2016 campaign staffer Teslin Figaro has a message for Democrats.
Clearly, most candidates on the stage are far left. The Obama coalition was built off of moderates. It was built off center-left type of policies. So clearly, the Democrats know that they're in some type of trouble, which is why Bloomberg got in the race, because they see Joe Biden's candidacy increasingly becoming weak by the day, or let me say by the debate. Mm-hmm. So in order to really move forward and win the general election, they're going to have to get some more moderate positions and candidates, period.
Figaro was speaking there on Fox News. Founder of Papa John's, John Chatner, says he was set up in an interview with Fox TV affiliate WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky. Chatner says rivals within the company forced him out after it was revealed he used the N-word during a conference call. He also says the product isn't as good since he's not in charge.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It just doesn't taste as good. The way they're making the pizza, the way they're putting the pizza together, is just not fundamentally sound to what makes a Papa John's pizza a Papa John's pizza.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.